Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563.
From San Francisco, and I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Hi," and I said, "Hi." Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, "Oh, one girl waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these groups of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling."
It's a candy.
And he said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." And he said, "That doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street."
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, "What do you mean? They all got dresses on." He said, "Well, let's go over there and look."
It's a candy.
And he said, "Look at their neck." And I said, "Look at their neck. What do you mean?" And I looked, and they said, "The ones with the knot in their neck are not women."
It's a candy.
And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I said, "But they got dresses on." And I said, "Oh, my God." And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, "Oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might be stopped." I'm G-Money, the pimp comic.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on seven continents. That's right. I'm broadcasting on seven continents so everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting the Talk Radio Show. So if you have comments or questions that you want to ask, you can call me at 563-999-3560, and you can ask me anything. You can make comments or ask questions or make statements about the activities that we're talking about on the radio show. Right now, we're going to talk about the war between Russia and the Ukraine, because there's some updates that are going on in the war, and I just want to update you on the situation as I understand it. Now, the Ukraine has been invaded by Russian soldiers, and the Ukraine has been fighting to defend its capital, Kyiv, and has been fighting to defend a lot of the cities in the Ukraine. And all of the men have taken up arms and are fighting against the Russian soldiers that have invaded the Ukraine. And all of the women in the Ukraine have taken the kids and they've gotten on trains and they've left the country of the Ukraine to go take refuge in some of the other countries that are around the Ukraine. And the Ukraine is asking for help to fight the war against Russia from the United States of America, from Poland, and from Germany. Now, there are a lot of other countries that are around the Ukraine, but they're not named specifically as aid to the Ukraine. But they are members of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And NATO is helping the Ukraine fight the war. So all of these other countries are pitching in, giving military supplies, giving medical supplies, and they're aiding in housing the women and the children from the Ukraine that have left the Ukraine looking for refuge in these other countries. So the Ukraine soldiers have been fighting to defend their honor, defend their country, and they're not giving it up without a fight. In fact, they have their country's capital, and they are still defending the capital, and they are maintaining the power in the Ukraine. But their soldiers have advanced into Russia, and now they've taken the fight to the country of Russia, and they're fighting against the Russian army in the country of Russia. So now Russia has assigned a new general to take over the army in Russia and to plan a new strategy to fight against the Ukraine army. And it seems as though the Ukrainians are winning the war, but Russia is planning a new strategy, and we'll wait and see what happens with the new strategy that Russia's planning. They're planning to get new military equipment, army tanks, and they're flying airplanes over the Ukraine, and they're bombing the hospitals and the communities in the Ukraine. They're bombing the houses and the apartment complex, and they're bombing the schools and the businesses in the Ukraine. So the war continues in the Ukraine. The men are fighting to defend their country and defend their honor in the Ukraine. And their women and children have got on trains and left the country to go seek refuge in other countries while their country is at war. And right now, the United States has an embargo against Russia. They're trying to shut their oil, their gas, natural gas pipeline. They're not buying any natural gas in the United States anymore. But the pipeline is still supplying natural gas to the countries of Europe. So Russia is still making money on the sale of the natural gas. And that's how they're financing the war against the Ukraine. So that's what's going on. And the United States embargo is causing the cost of gas to go up in the United States and the cost of food to go up in the United States because wheat is grown in Russia and in the Ukraine. So our supply of wheat and wheat products is slim and none. And because of the embargo, the cost of wheat products in the United States has gone up. So the United States is trying to compensate for the natural gas. They have a big supply of over 100 million gallons of natural gas that they're shipping to the United States, to all of the states in the Union, so that they can supply gas to the citizens of the United States. And hopefully the cost of gas will go down just a little bit, because with the embargo, cost of gas has gone up. It's gone from $3 a gallon to like $5.50, $5.75 a gallon. And the cost of gas is getting a little out of hand in the United States. So hopefully the embargo will cause the war to shut down and the cost of gas will go down also. So we'll wait and see what happens in the Ukraine and what happens in the war in Russia as we maintain the information. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm not a reporter. And I'm not a politician, so I'm just giving you the information that I'm learning on the radio and on the news stations on American TV. So that's the word in a nutshell. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you have comments that you want to make about my reporting of the war, then give me a call at 563-999-3560. Now, we're going to switch reels, and we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs. Tonight will be the second game of the buy-in, where the team 7 plays Team 8, and the winner of Team 7 playing Team 8 becomes the 7th team in the playoffs. And then the loser of Team 7 and Team 8 plays the winner of the playoff between Team 9 and Team 10. The winner of 9 and 10 will play the loser of 7 and 8. And that winner of that game will become the 8th seeded team in the playoffs. So it'll be 1 playing 8, 2 playing 7, 3 playing 6, 4 playing 5, and they will be playing the best of 7 series. And then the winners of those will switch up, and they'll play a 7-round series in round 2 of the NBA playoffs. And they will be playing until there's one team standing tall as the winner of the Eastern Conference and the winner of the Western Conference. And those two teams will play for the World Championship. It will be the National Basketball Association World Championship. And the winner of that game, the best of 7, will be the world champion, NBA champion. So that's where we're going with this series right now. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll come back more for more of the breakdown of the NBA. Right. DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I begged to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Come on now. Then I went to the casino. and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star.
Come on now.
And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world. Don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, because I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know, and if you didn't know, ask somebody.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. Put in your order, and you'll get it with the G with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. Well, it's a internet show that's broadcasting around the world, and we want you to be able to pull up the show to listen to the activities I'm talking about. Right now, I'm welcoming you to Talk Radio. I'm G Money, and I'm the host of Talk Radio. If you have comments or questions you want to ask, you call 563-999-3560. That's the number that you can call me here at the station. If you want to talk to G Money, and we can talk about anything that you want to talk about. We can talk about the war in Russia and the Ukraine, or you can make comments about the NBA basketball playoffs, the finals as they're getting ready to fall into play. So, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And we're going to talk about the basketball tournament getting ready to play. Tonight is the second round of the play-in series. That's the series with the last four teams in the conference. The best of 10 had qualified for the playoffs, and the last four are playing for the last two positions in the conference. So the top eight will play for the playoff position, for the position of the number one position in the conference. So right now, we're talking about the West Coast, the Western Conference, and that's the Phoenix Suns in the number one position, the Memphis Grizzlies in the number two position, the Golden State Warriors in the number three position, the Utah Jazz in the, Mark Saban's team is in the number four position. They are DJ, what's the name of Mark Saban's basketball team? They are the...
Mark Cuban's team is the Dallas Mavericks, and
They're in fourth position, Dallas Mavericks. Okay, in the fifth position, we have the Utah Jazz, and the sixth position, we have the Denver Nuggets. And the seventh position, we have Oh, I messed up somewhere. Seventh position. Oh, is the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the eighth position is the Los Angeles Clippers. The ninth position is the Louisiana Pelicans. And the 10th position is the San Antonio Spurs. Now, we've had the playoffs between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the The Minnesota Timberwolves playing. Minnesota Timberwolves is number 7 position, and they're playing the number 18, which was the Los Angeles Clippers. And the Clippers won. No. Oh, I'm confused now. Sorry, audience. I'm just confused. Okay. The 16 and the 17. The 17 played the 18. The 7th team is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they played the 8th team, which was the Los Angeles Clippers. And they beat the Clippers. So now the Minnesota Timberwolves are in 7th position. And the Los Angeles Clippers are playing the winner of the Pelicans of New Orleans and the San Antonio Spurs. And the San Antonio Spurs and the Louisiana Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans, played, and the Pelicans beat the San Antonio Spurs. So San Antonio is eliminated out of the playoffs. So now the Pelicans are playing the losers of the 7 and 18, which is the Los Angeles Clippers. And they will be playing tonight to see who's going to be the number 8 position in the Western Conference playoff. And their number 8 position will be playing the Phoenix Suns, who's the number 1 spot in the Western Conference. And the number 7 position will play the Memphis Grizzlies, who's the number 2 spot in the Western Conference. And those playoff games will start tomorrow, the 16th. That'll be Saturday, the 16th. And they will start the playoffs to play the best of 7 series. And I'm thinking that the Phoenix Suns are going to win the first 4 games against the number 18, which I think the Los Angeles Clippers are going to beat the Pelicans. So it'll be the Los Angeles Clippers playing against the Phoenix Suns. And I think the Phoenix Suns are going to win 4 in a row. I don't think the Clippers will win any one of those games. So I think it'll be a 4-0 sweep. Because the Phoenix Suns have the best record in basketball this year. So I think, and they were the the follow-ups for the number two position last year in the championship. They played and they lost the championship game to the Milwaukee Bucks. So Milwaukee was the NBA Finals champion last year, and the Phoenix Suns followed up with the second place finish. So I'm thinking they have the best record in basketball, and they will beat the Los Angeles Clippers, and they will beat them in four games, and then they'll go on to play in round two of whoever is the other team that wins the best of four games, the best of seven, and we'll have to see who that is. All right, so round two will be playing the Memphis Grizzlies is the number two team in the West, and they will be playing the number seven team in the West, and the number seven team, I think, is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I'm thinking the Memphis Grizzlies is going to win that series. It'll be a six-game series, and I'm thinking the Memphis Grizzlies will win the series 4-2 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then the third place team will be the Golden State Warriors, and they will be playing against team six, which is the Denver Nuggets, and I'm thinking Golden State will beat the Denver Nuggets in six games. I think the Denver Nuggets may win two games out of the six, and the Golden State Warriors will go ahead and win four out of six, so they'll win the series. And then team four will be Mark Saban's team. What is his team? Good God! I can never remember his team. They are the what is Mark Saban's team? I can't think of their name. They are the help me, DJ. What's the name of his team? They're in the fourth position, and they're going to be playing the Utah Jazz in the fifth position to play for the best.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks. God. They must not going to win because I can't never remember their name. So I think Utah is going to beat the Dallas Mavericks. And they'll beat them in seven-game series. So they'll beat them 4-7. So Utah Jazz will have to play seven games to beat the Dallas Mavericks. Okay. And then we'll go to round two in the playoffs. And that depends on who wins in round one. Now, if we go to the Eastern Conference, the buy-in is between team 7 and 8 is the Brooklyn Nets in seventh place, and they're playing against the the Cleveland Cavaliers in the eighth position. But they've already beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. So the Brooklyn Nets will be the seventh team in the playoffs. And now we're waiting to see who's going to win between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Atlanta Hawks, because the Atlanta Hawks beat the Charlotte Hornets. Atlanta Hawks was the ninth place team, and they played the 10th place team, the Charlotte Hornets, and Atlanta beat Charlotte, and so now Atlanta will play the loser of the Brooklyn Nets and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Atlanta will be playing the Cleveland Cavaliers for the eighth position in the playoffs, and they'll be playing tonight to see who's going to get in the eighth position. And I'm picking the Atlanta Hawks to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight and be in the eighth spot to be able to play the number one team in the West, in the Eastern Conference, which is the Miami Heat. They will be playing against the Atlanta Hawks, and the number two team in the Eastern Conference will be the Boston Celtics, and they will be playing the Brooklyn Nets in the number seven position. And then the number three position, the Milwaukee Bucks, last year's defending champions, will be playing the number 16, which will be the Chicago Bulls. And then the number 14, the Philadelphia 76ers, will play the Toronto Raptors, and predicting that Philly will beat Toronto in a seven-game series. They'll beat them 4 out of 7, because I think Toronto will win 3 games, and they'll be tied 3-up, and then Philadelphia will win the seventh game to win the series. And Team 3, the Milwaukee Bucks, will be playing the number 16, and that will be Chicago Bulls. And I think the Bulls will beat the Milwaukee Bucks in 7 games. That will be a 7-game series, and they will play all 7 games. And I'm hoping the Bulls win 4 out of 7 to move on in the playoffs. But Milwaukee is the defending world champion, so I don't think they'll go down real easy. But I think the Chicago Bulls will have a shot as winning the series. So we'll have to wait and see. Now, these tournament plays start on Saturday, and we'll see what happens at the end of the buy-in tonight between the Atlanta Hawks and the Cleveland Cavaliers playing in the Eastern Conference. And Pelicans playing against the Cleveland Cavaliers for the eighth position in the Western Conference. And that playoff is tonight also. And then we'll start in with the 1-8, the 2-7, the 3-6, and the 4-5. We'll start off playing Saturday on the 16th of April in the Western Conference and in the Eastern Conference. So, NBA will be off to the races this weekend. So you can watch the games that will be played Saturday and Sunday, and then they'll start playing the rest of the series Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. And they'll probably take a couple of breaks off as they change cities for the different games that they play. So, that's NBA basketball as we know it as of right now. So, if I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio, and if you have comments that you want to make about the basketball playoffs, you want to put a bid in on who you think is going to win, you want to challenge my thoughts and my predictions, then give me a call at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And let me know what you think, either about the war between Russia and the Ukraine, or if you got comments to make about how the United States is handling the help that they're giving the Ukraine, well, you can tell us that about that too. Or if you want to talk about my predictions for the NBA, then hey, give me a call and let's talk about what you think my predictions are in the NBA. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. And I'm waiting on your call in if you got comments about the war between Russia and the Ukraine, or you got comments about the United States and how they're helping the Ukraine in the war, or if you want to talk about the NBA basketball playoffs. Well, we can talk about that, too. Today is Friday, so it's the last day of the week, and Talk Radio won't be back until Monday. And Monday, we'll be talking about the NBA playoffs, and we'll be talking about some other activities that are going on around the world. So we'll see what the news has to talk about this weekend for us to have comments about the news report. So, all right. Well, DJ Papa D, what about a time check on the time we have for the radio show, for Talk Radio?
3:49.
Okay. Well, in that case, let's play a song. I don't know. Play I'm G Money. Can we play that?
We can play I'm G Money.
Okay. Let's play I'm G Money for the listening audience, because we already played Old School Flow. We played that, and we played Candy in the beginning. So let's play some old, I'm G Money.
I'm G Money. We haven't played Old School Flow today yet.
Oh, I thought we played that before we did the...
Nope.
Oh, well, I always like to hear my old school flow. So play I'm G Money, and then we'll play old school flow after that. Yeah, that's how we'll do it. We got time to kill. Let's play the songs for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show when we talk about the birthdays. To all of my fans and my followers of the radio show, my fan club. All right, DJ, play the music.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than ears. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. Pimp out. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. If I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds of man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money. If I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl.
I'm G-Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, it's five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert first. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Chrissy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me savoir faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody. Heard me?
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. And we looked up and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's a worldwide internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio. I'm G-Money, and today we've been talking about the war in Russia, and we've been talking about the NBA. So now it's time for us to give a shout-out to all of my fans and my friends that follow the radio show. And we're going to celebrate your birthday. Today is April 15th, 2022. So DJ Papa D, who all celebrate their birthday today for us to give a shout out to them?
Okay, here are all the birthdays for April 15th. 2022. Floyd Arthur has a birthday today. David B. Austin Sr., who is a Sigma, has a birthday today. Tony Smith is 65 years old today. Torin Roberts has a birthday today. Alessandro Lima de Souza is 41 years old today. Reginald Cook Sr., who's a Sigma, has a birthday today. Chantel P. Walls is 31 years old today. Mr. Job Leon is 64 years old today. Damian Houston has a birthday today. Vanessa Renee is 33 years old today. Kevin Cheval is 62 years old today. Mark Leon is also 64 years old today. So two Leons have birthdays today, Job and Mark. And that's it for April 15th, 2022.
All right, what's happening to my two buddies, Mark and Joe? Leon, I played football with both of them in high school, and Joe is a classmate of mine from way back, like first grade. I went to school with him all the way through high school, and Mark Leon was my high school buddy, and he played with me on the football team. So, happy birthday, fellas. I'm glad to know that you're celebrating in this world with us. All right. Well, I want to say happy birthday to all the Phi Beta Sigma men and all the Zeta Phi Beta sisters that we got and all the other Greek sororities and fraternities in the world that we live in. And may God bless you with the best of days. Since today is your special day, I want to wish you the best of greetings from G-Money to Pimp Tommy. And I want to sing a birthday song for you. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many, many more. Happy birthday, y'all, on this great day of celebration, because today is your special day. So happy birthday to you, and we wish you all of God's blessings and all Jesus Christ's grace to be given to you on today. April 15th, tax day, 2021, 2022, for all of you to celebrate your birthdays today on Friday. Make sure you get your taxes in so that you can be on time and get your payments back. All right, DJ Papa D, let us pray to get rid of this virus and to stop the war in the Ukraine and in Russia and stop all of the violence around the world, especially the guy that went on the subway in New York and went on a shooting spree. He shot 12 people. Thank God he didn't kill nobody, but he shot 12 people just because he wanted to do that. So God, pray for him and all of those that are healing because of the injuries that they received on that subway system. So let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.